Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of the value of one-on-one leadership coaching in multifamily. Joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a best-selling author, and a transformational leadership coach, Gary Gregory, who's also the Director of Operational Initiatives at Steadfast Management. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you, Mark. Mr. Mark, it's so good to see you in person.
No problem. Yeah, and that's true. For our listeners' benefit, we've done several shows together, separate episodes of Multifamily Matters together, but he's always called in via being located in another area of the country. But today he's in Houston. He's in our studio, and we're so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
So I mentioned that you are a transformational leadership coach, and that's really kind of what we're talking about today is the value of one-on-one leadership coaching in multifamily. Let's kind of define what leadership coaching is.
Yeah, absolutely. So leadership coaching is an opportunity to support your teams, because I think a lot of our default setting is to just run off the checklist. You know, we've got these things to do and we're running off checklists. Leadership coaching is the opportunities we take to engage our associates in their growth. And so there's opportunities in which, you know, in my book, I write there's three steps or a formula to leadership. It's internal leadership plus external leadership equals overall leadership. And that internal leadership is an opportunity in which you start building yourself. And the coach, you can, you know, community manager, regional manager, assistant manager can coach another person to help them along that process. You know, leadership's a process. You can't tell somebody to be what their potential is. It's up to that individual. But a leadership coaching is where you start asking those questions of, you know, what's important to you? How are things going? Tell me more about what you're thinking. Okay, we've got this scenario. What do you think about it? So it's the process in which you're starting to draw that leadership out of that person so they can start thinking on a different level, because a lot of times we get so focused on the task at hand, we miss the big picture. And I think as our leasing consultants, our assistant managers and community managers and regional managers want to grow in the business, they have to be engaged in some capacity in leadership coaching, not only, you know, to the person below them in rank, but the person above them. They need to have that type of leadership coaching because it helps them start broadening their thought process and creating different ways of looking at a problem, and not bringing a problem, but bringing a solution.
Just out of curiosity, what's available out there? I know you do leadership coaching.
Yeah.
But if someone was interested in leadership coaching, how easy is it to find somebody, and what types of things should they look for?
Yeah, there's opportunities out there. You know, Dale Carnegie's got some great stuff. You can find some general type of coaching out there. You can find mentors. You can find coaches. You can, you know, pay to have a coach and one-on-one coach. I've got an executive coach that just helps me and you know, elevating my thinking and changing the way I think about things. But your immediate supervisor is your best opportunity as a coach. So if your immediate supervisor, whether it's your regional manager, your VP, your community manager, assistant manager, maintenance supervisor, if they're not actively coaching you, that's the person you go to and you start engaging. You know, if you're waiting for your supervisor to start coaching you, you may be waiting a long time. So I encourage people that if you're not getting the coaching, start engaging it already. You know, go up to your immediate supervisor, say, hey, I'd like to schedule time with you, 15 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever, just to talk through the things that I'm thinking and start engaging yourself into the coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know when you mentioned, you know, there's general leadership courses out there with Dale Carnegie and such. But one thing I can say We're in our fifth year of doing this radio show, and the guests I've had in here, range from all kinds of different parts of the multifamily industry. Mm-hmm. Multifamily industry is a little bit different than almost anything that's out there, and hopefully you would agree with that.
Oh yeah,
being in it, so it does make sense to try and find somebody mm-hmm. as a leadership coach, whether it's your supervisor or someone like yourself, who has that multifamily vision mm-hmm. and understands how the industry works.
Yeah, and some of the things that I have found that has been incredibly unique is looking for those podcasts. Like this radio show, for instance, can be a coaching tool for you because, you know, Paul, you have so many different guests on here with such a breadth of experience in different, you know, areas. And so if you're actively engaged in your internal leadership, you're building yourself and listen to this radio show, you're going to learn so much. And you and I had a chance to talk about you becoming a PhD in multifamily just because you've had that chance to connect with so many different people, and you've learned by asking questions. You've learned by engaging in the conversation with other people in different areas. And I promise you, if you reach out, and I've learned this over my years, if you reach out to whether it's your supervisor or another person in the industry that you find interesting or somebody that you kind of look up to, you know, you can create a coaching opportunity. It may not be, you know, like a one-on-one conversation, but you can listen to the way they're speaking, listening to the thoughts and the ideas. In fact, you know, I love this. I listen to your show all the time because you, like I said, you have so many different guests on here. There's so many different thoughts and ideas that I listen to and I absorb, and I, you know, okay, I'm going to take this piece that I like. I'm going to take that piece that I like. So this becomes a coaching opportunity. It's in a different way you mm-hmm. could think about it. Mike Brewer mm-hmm. is an incredible, he's CEO of Radco Company, incredible individual. I had a chance to connect with him, but he does a YouTube podcast almost daily. Mm-hmm. It's about 2 minutes. I call it like a minute mentor. And I've told him that it's an absolutely incredible conversation, but he just talks about topics that he finds interesting or lessons that he has learned. And I'm engaging with that. And I've shared his podcast. I've shared your podcast, you know, radio show as mm-hmm. well. But it's again, if you don't have a coach that you connect with or your immediate supervisor, you don't want to pay for a coach, or your company's not providing that, go out and actively look for the coach, or go out and actively look for opportunities to learn. And that becomes a valuable leadership coaching opportunity. Again, this morning, Mike Brewer posted his YouTube videos. You know, it was about journaling. You know, what did I learn today or learn, you know, yesterday, and making those notes? Because for him, you know, he shared that when he writes down his lessons, he's more adapt to kind of remember them and apply them and everything. So that's a great lesson. And, you know, and it was a 2 minute conversation that he had, Mike Brewer had on YouTube. I listened to it and I was like, man, that is valuable. And it's something that, you know, maybe I will start journaling. And that was a coaching moment with Mike Brewer, even though I didn't get a chance to connect with him.
Right.
But you know, it's up to us to actively seek out and be coached, whether it's a one-on-one across a desk, you know, in the same office, or it's an opportunity to connect with, you know, a Dale Carnegie, a John Maxwell program, or find people in the industry that you just find fascinating and connect with them, reach out to them and ask to be a part of their world and engage with them. I think it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And by the way, Mike Brewer, I've had the pleasure of having him as a guest on our show, both in the studio and by phone. I find him to be one of the most insightful thought leaders in the multifamily industry.
Yeah.
And he's one of my favorite people to talk to because you get so much mm-hmm. from those discussions with him. So yes, his YouTube videos and his Multifamily Collective
right.
podcasts, I think, are something that certainly from a coaching standpoint, mm-hmm. Although it's not one-on-one,
right.
would be something that anybody in multifamily could get the benefits from his experience.
Absolutely. But, you know, and so there's so many opportunities out there, but what I love is you can actively engage with your supervisor. If that supervisor is not coaching you already, you engage with them. You know, I can almost money back guarantee that if you engage with your supervisor, they will more than likely start connecting with you, engaging with you, and start coaching you. But if it's not happening, then you need to take that first step. So if you're wanting to grow in this industry or any other industry, you know, if you're a leasing consultant, if you're a community manager, system manager, maintenance tech, you want to take it to the next level, start engaging with your supervisor and start talking through what are your goals, what are your thoughts, what's your vision, and really get engaged, because that is the first step to finding that coach. Because if you're waiting for it, it may not happen, and you're going to miss an opportunity to really connect with your supervisor, and they can help you in that immediacy approach.
Okay. All right. Great discussion. We are going to have to leave it here. We are going to be back with our next segment of this episode of our show right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing the topic of the value of one-on-one leadership coaching in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a best-selling author, and a transformational leadership coach, Gary Gregory, Director of Operational Initiatives at Steadfast Management. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Gary, one of the things that you mentioned to me previously that I thought was kind of intriguing is that there are certain career events in people's lives when at some point they realize, yeah, maybe I could use some coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you said is the most common probably is the annual review that someone goes through, the personnel review. And you said at that point it could be too little too late. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on that.
Oh, the classic annual performance evaluation. These are for me, this is a checkbox that, you know, companies will check off. Hey, we've done our annual performance evaluation. We can justify the COLA, the cost of living increase, or we can justify the merit increase because we've checked this box. So the annual performance evaluation in of itself is outdated, in my opinion, because once you get to that annual event, it's too little too late. Because if you're bringing up something to your team, and I've got a story where it kind of impacted me at that annual review, and you've never talked about it before, you missed that opportunity to create a change. And a lot of times in my experiences, you know, and I'm guilty of it myself, and I've seen it, you know, as a result of it, that a lot of times those annual performance evaluations, it is, you know, a community manager, regional manager, maintenance supervisor, they're only remembering the last 2 months, maybe, if that, of actual performance. And so they're missing those kind of things that occurred for the past 10 months. And, you know, a lot of times I've shared, you're only as good as your last mistake.
Right.
And so that's what those annual performance evaluations bring up, or is that most recent events. It's those most recent mistakes that they throw on the annual performance evaluations. And I can share with you, when I was in student housing before I got into multifamily housing, I had a team of 20 student resident advisors. And it was difficult at best to keep track of all the things that were going on. And I was at the point that, you know, the company required an annual performance evaluation. So I was, you know, checking the box and going through the performance evaluations. And at that point, I had 20 plus performance evaluations to go through. And you can imagine doing 20 plus performance evaluations on part-time resident advisors, even if you're doing it on your lease consultants or your maintenance techs or whomever you're doing your evaluations. It was difficult to remember the good, the things that they had done. And so I recognized as my team was coming in, and I had this piece of paper in my hand, and I had spent hours typing up stuff, things that I thought I remembered them doing, things that I assumed they had done. Maybe I'd got confused with this resident advisor with this other resident advisor, because, you know, if you've ever been in student housing or multifamily housing, you know it's nonstop action, and there's just so many things happening all the time, and you're trying to remember what they did 6 months ago, and it's near impossible. But I remember sitting down with one of my resident advisors and going over the annual performance evaluation, and this was a team member that was just really gung-ho. They really loved what they were doing. They were in college. They wanted to grow. This was, you know, an impressionable, you know, opportunity for me as a leader to impart, you know, wisdom into this young individual, because, you know, after they graduate college, they were going to do something additional, big things in this world. And sitting down with them, I missed recognizing the good that they did. And I only remembered the last mistake that they had made, which was relatively insignificant, but because it was written on that paper, it made that lasting impression that, you know, that person that was sitting across the desk from me was like, I did all of this, you know, throughout the year, and all you remember is this last mistake. And it was a really defeating kind of conversation, and you could feel the energy level in the room just really just drop out. And it was, and I recognized that after I was looking at what I thought was a good performance evaluation, an annual performance evaluation, after a year of so much work, so much good, so many amazing things and community they built and tasks they had completed and people they had moved in and paperwork they had created and, you know, taken care of and filed away, and resident events that they had put together, and, you know, engaged the community, engaged the team and everything. But it was, it all summed up with just a piece of paper. And it was real defeating. And I recognized that I missed the opportunity to do more than just that one checklist, that checkbox. And, you know, checkboxes are good for some things, but when it comes to engaging your team, a checkbox should never be a part of that conversation. And so I realized that I messed that up. And so I went back and I talked to my supervisor, and I said, you know, hey, annual performance evaluations are fine if all we're looking to do is check the checkbox. But I really believe we need to find out a way to engage more often and connect when those things happen. So when a team member does something great, we engage it in that moment. When they do something, maybe they miss the mark, they're 1% off the path that they need to go, we catch it right then and there. And so from that, we started we broke the annual evaluation down into 6 months. And then we broke it into every 3 months. And so we started, not making it as formal as the paper and the checkboxes and everything, but it became conversations with our teams in the moment. And so, yeah, we had our official paperwork and, we could file it away for HR. They could say, thank you so much for the performance evaluations and cover their bases. But it became and it turned more into conversations with each team member. And that's where we really discovered that when we had those conversations in the moment, formal or informal, it could be out in the parking lot, it could be, in one of the amenities, you see something happening and you take that moment to coach, you take that moment to do the performance evaluation right then and there. And of course, there's ways you do it properly so that it engages that team member, but it becomes a conversation. And that all grew from that one moment where I was sitting across the desk with my team member. It was an amazing team member. And their whole world and, from their college experience and working on campus housing was just summed up. And you can't see me right now. I'm holding up a piece of paper and kind of using it as my prop. But it all summed up with one piece of paper and just some words and some checkboxes checked off. And it was just such a defeating, culmination of what they did. And I think when we sum it all up to just a piece of paper and some checkboxes on a checklist, it really doesn't capture what that individual does. So for me, performance evaluations it's a necessary evil tool because it checks the checkbox for HR and it kind of sums things up and everything. But that should be the final result of an ongoing performance evaluation in the moment. And that just, it all came from that lesson of just seeing that team member across the desk from me that was just like, they came in just excited. And then when I pulled out that piece of paper, everything left them. And I never wanted to see that happen again. And so that spurred us to change that performance evaluation to more of a ongoing conversation. And we just connect while things happen in the moment. And I think that's really what made a huge difference. And we built some amazing teams over the years in the student housing. And then I took that into multifamily as well. Never perfect. Made mistakes along the ways and kind of grew it and figured it out. But annual performance evaluations, I can't encourage people enough to stop doing those as the only tool and create tools in which it is an ongoing conversation, engagement with your team to really build them up as they grow in the moment.
And we got about a minute left, but tell me, what would you recommend in this, what I'm going to call real-time review process? What would you recommend people do as far as documenting that?
Oh, yeah.
So that they have a record of it when it comes time to sit down on an annual basis, they won't forget those things.
Exactly. Well, you know what I encourage, and this part of the program that we're putting together and we put together officially is have your team members write down their goals, three goals. You go through creating a goal process, write them down, and then it's a weekly or biweekly touch point with your team, with their goals, and I can go more detail about it, but it's a weekly or biweekly touch point of your team members' goals, not your goals, not the company goals, but the team members' goals. And you touch base with those on a weekly, biweekly basis, and you make notes of the progress.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing the topic of the value of one-on-one leadership coaching in multifamily. Excuse me. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a best-selling author, and a transformational leadership coach, Gary Gregory. He's also the Director of Operational Initiatives for Steadfast Management. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible, EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today, and CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So,
hey, Paul, before you know, I appreciate your description of me.
Yes.
Long time, you know, multifamily,
right.
Everything. But you forgot to mention I'm a long time listener of the Multifamily Matters as well. So that's just one thing I'm going to add to my bio for you.
I appreciate that. And by the way, you're one of the most prolific people that I follow on LinkedIn. You are always on LinkedIn with great information. You have your podcast, which we're going to talk a little bit about in the next segment, because I highly recommend people listen to that. But getting back to the topic, I want to we talked a little bit about transitioning, mm-hmm. and defining that as getting promoted or transferring, going from one role to another role. Talk a little bit about coaching in that regard.
Oh, yeah. So what I believe is so important is a lot of, in this industry, there's so many different opportunities to grow, and that can come in the form of a promotion. It can come in the form of a transfer to maybe a bigger community, or a larger portfolio, or a variety of different ways where you can grow in your career in the multifamily. And that's one of the most incredible things about that. And I'll share with you a story. I had an opportunity I shared earlier, I was in student housing, and I moved to multifamily. And essentially, the nuts and bolts of it are the same, but there's some significant differences between student housing and multifamily housing. And when I made that transition, I had a supervisor that really coached me to help me kind of change my thinking into multifamily versus student housing. And that really stretched my capacity. And that's one thing that I believe is really important when you're doing the one-on-one coaching, because when you want to get promoted, when you want to transfer, you've got to stretch your capacity, because a lot of times you get so focused on our tasks because, you know, there's so much going on. If you're a leasing consultant, you've got a certain set of things you have to do or tasks you have to complete. System manager, maintenance tech, maintenance super. Everyone has a kind of very specialized skill set or tasks that they have to complete, which is understandable because, you know, there's things to do. If you want to get promoted, there's a need to stretch your capacity. And it's like stretching a rubber band. When you stretch it, you're able to kind of expand what you can do. And so when I made that transition over from student housing to multifamily, my supervisor at the time really supported and coached me. We had conversations about how do I make this change? What does it look like? You know, what are the differences between student housing and multifamily housing? And that transition worked well for me because I had a supervisor that took the time to connect with me. You know, I was going from over 1,300 beds, as you know, right, in the student housing, down to 244 apartments.
Yeah.
You know, and so you think, goodness, you know, you could do 1,300 beds to 244. That's a piece of cake. No, it's not. It is different. It really is different because there's just so many different expectations. There's different, you know, your residents are different. I always talked about student housing. You've got two customers. You've got the parent and the student. Mm-hmm. Multifamily, you've got the resident. And so it's different. It's just, like I said, nuts and bolts are the same, but there's so many differences. But that transition was made possible because my supervisor, like I said, just sat down, talked to me. We went through the process and, you know, really made it work well for me to really kind of change my thought process. And so that for me is a really valuable thing. So if you're going from a garden style community to a mid-rise or a high rise, again, the nuts and bolts are the same, but you've got to be able to stretch your capacity to understand there's differences and how to get through that. And a really good solid supervisor should connect with you and help you through that transition. And another story I'll share with you is I got promoted. You know, I was a community manager for several years, and I eventually got promoted to regional manager. And I was thinking, I can do this. I was a community manager. I helped out with so many different things, and I can do a regional manager or district manager job at the time. And I could do this because I've helped multiple communities. No, it's different. And so, you know, there were some missed opportunities for me. You know, I'll take responsibility for it, that I did not engage with my supervisor to help stretch my capacity to go from one role to a larger role. And when I got into that district manager role, that supervisor that I was under at the time, bless her heart, she was so patient with me. I can't tell you how many mistakes I made because, you know, stretching that capacity, because I was unprepared for the role and the need in that role. Because I ended up, you know, even though I was a district manager, I was still doing the community manager's job. And the coaching that my supervisor gave me was stop doing their job. And it was such a small little bit of advice, but at the time I didn't really click. But after a while, I really started to click because I couldn't do all of their jobs, you know, for the community managers under my portfolio. And so when I stopped doing their job, took a step back, expanded my capacity, relied on my supervisor to kind of coach me through those moments, give me some tough feedback in the moment, it really made a difference. Was I perfect? No. But was I better than what I was coming from a community manager to a district manager? Absolutely. It took about a year of my supervisor just hammering on me and really taking the time to commit and engage with me and challenge me to be better. And that's why I really, really fell in love with coaching, because she really pushed my limits. She stretched my capacity. She challenged me that, you know, you think what you're doing is good now, you can be better. And it really stretched my capacity. So the one-on-one coaching, just kind of all sum it up and kind of bring it back together. If you want to see your team members grow, if you want to see them promoted, or if you want to see them transfer to a different type of community, you have to take those moments to start stretching their capacity in the role that they're in now, so that when they get to the next level, they're already stretched enough, meaning they've got some understanding, they've got some insight into what it takes to be that next step, to be that next role. And I see that in lease consultants, assistant managers, community managers, regional managers. If you're not working to be that person next, then you're missing opportunities. And then when you do get into that role, that next role, it makes it that much more difficult. So if you're a community manager right now, or an assistant manager, or at least a consultant, regional manager, you want to get into that next role, by golly, excuse my language, start engaging with the person that's in that role you want to be in, and start asking for coaching if they're not coaching you now, and start stretching your capacity, start challenging the things that you're doing right now, and do more than what's asked of you. And that coaching will help you get there by stretching your capacity. And so when you get to that next step, you're not unprepared, because trust me, I've experienced being unprepared, getting into a new role. It's ugly. And I'm so thankful my supervisor didn't fire me. Lord knows she had plenty of opportunities, but she stuck with me and she coached me, got me through it, and it made all the difference. It really did.
Okay, well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of the value of one-on-one leadership coaching in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a best-selling author, a transformational leadership coach, Gary Gregory, director. He's also the director of operational initiatives at Steadfast Management. Gary, this topic that we're discussing to me is very fascinating and enlightening. And when we were in the last segment and you were talking about people transitioning roles, mm-hmm. and trying to get coaching from your supervisor to understand who's already doing that role.
Right.
Or, so you can kind of better prepare for it, expand your capacity. It reminded me of the fact that we've had on any number of episodes over the last several years with the pandemic, we've talked about what people call the Great Resignation, and how it's so difficult to find people to work in this industry, whether it's maintenance personnel, whether it's leasing associates or management assistant managers, community managers. And some of the things that we've talked about in those episodes is how stressful it can be for the people who are there trying to handle everything. So from a leadership coaching standpoint, it's not a transition to a new role. What do you recommend someone who's in that position where they're feeling that extra stress and they've got to rise to the occasion?
Right. Here's your assistant managers, you know, doing the system manager job, doing a lease consultant job because you can't hire a lease consultant. You can't find a lease consultant. Or there's your maintenance supervisor pulling all the on calls, doing all the work orders, make readies and everything. That's a tough scenario to be in. And as a leader, you're deciding, how do I encourage my team to get through this? You know, is it a temporary, you know, circumstance that we're dealing with? Is it a long-term circumstance that we're dealing with? But what I would encourage is, you know, it's easy to find the negative to this, and you know, it's the great resignation. It's people are leaving, nobody wants to work. You know, all of the cliches that you're hearing through this, and it's some of it's legitimate. And there's some Gallup polls that are out there saying, you know, hey, 77% of employees are either not engaged or actively disengaged with their company, but you still have 33% that are engaged. And what you need to do with the team that you do have, you are there to support them. You're there to help them. And that kind of falls into some servant leadership. And through that servant leadership coaching, you want to make sure you're looking for the positive opportunities for each individual that's kind of stretching their capacity, if you will. So if you've got a lease consultant that's kind of doing double duty, maybe they're helping scan checks, or you've got an assistant manager that's pulling double duty and, you know, touring apartments and doing leases, or you got a maintenance tech that's kind of doing a little extra. I believe if you've got those associates, you want to take good care of them through, you know, a positive perspective of saying, you know, hey, we're in this together. I'm here to support you. How can I help you? What are you feeling? How are you thinking? And you're actively engaging with them through opportunities through coaching. You know, whether it's once a week or twice a month, you want to connect with them. You want to engage them because your team members will appreciate that engagement, that, you know, realizing that their supervisor cares about them. So if you're a supervisor out there, and I'm gonna give you some advice, and you've got a missing team member, and I've been in that scenario where we're all pulling a little bit of double duty, take the time to connect with your team members and say, hey, here's where we're at in the search. If you can help us with the search, great, but here's where we're at. I understand this is tough. We're gonna get through this. And it's a matter of just kind of being a positive spin on the things that are happening. Get them engaged in the process. Maybe they know somebody that can, you know, fill that role. But talk to them as well and say, hey, how are you feeling through this? Be empathetic that, you know, it's tough being a system manager and leasing person at the same time. It's tough to be a maintenance tech and make ready tech at the same time. But they're there. They're doing it. And so you want to make sure you're showing your appreciation to them as well. And coaching will give them the energy, give them the enthusiasm to continue to stretch their capacity. You don't want to overdo it, but you want to continue to support them and let them know you're there with them to help them. And there's, you know, some things I talk about in my book about, you know, appreciation debt recovery, and that can really, really falls in line with, you know, stretching capacity to a point where you're making withdrawals from their bank of appreciation or their bank of like, this is all I got to give you, Scotty, you know, in Star Trek, you know, but you have to find ways to fill their cups, fill their, you know, we'll call it a human capital investment back into them. So whether that is, you know, just engaging with them, talking to them, supporting them, or finding things that they appreciate and engaging that. Some people like a pep talk. Some people like a pat on the back. Some people like different things. And there's a great book, Five Appreciation Languages in the Workplace by Dr. Gary Chapman. Great tool to use to really identify how you can show appreciation. And that's part of the one-on-one coaching. And I believe that really does add value.
Okay. All right. We've got about 3-4 minutes left before I want to transition to something else I want to talk about with you. Let's talk a little bit about the benefits of coaching.
Yeah.
Tell me from a company standpoint, from an individual standpoint, from someone who supervises people, what are those benefits?
Yeah, the benefits of coaching, as I mentioned earlier, Gallup did a poll that, you know, there's key drivers for an employee engagement, and these all come through coaching. And so if you are working with a team member, an associate on a regular basis, and like we talked about that annual performance evaluation, mm-hmm. too little, too late, if you do that, they're going to be disengaged. But the Gallup poll shared that the key drivers for employee engagement include sharing a purpose, supporting development, becoming a caring manager or leader, if you will, and then ongoing conversations. Those are some key drivers to that. And, you know, if you're engaging the 33% of engaged associates, you're going to maintain those. And then if you're engaging those 77% that are not engaged or actively disengaged, you may have opportunity to kind of change their mindset to bring them over to the engaged side. So that one-on-one coaching, that one-on-one opportunities as a community manager, and you're meeting with your team on a regular basis, giving them some one-on-one FaceTime with you where it's dedicated to them, you're going to create a more engaged employee. You're going to learn more about that associate, what's important to them, how do they like to be appreciated, what are they seeing out there, how are they feeling, what are their goals, how are they getting to their goals. And once you start connecting with that individual, you really have an opportunity to keep them engaged. And then from there, you find out, what do they want to do next? Do they want to be the next step, or are they looking to become something else? You have that opportunity to become that supervisor that they go to and they're engaged with and they will always connect with. And that's somebody that you'll keep for as long as you can. And we all have those supervisors that we just were like, you know what? That was the best supervisor I ever had in my life. Learned so many lessons from that supervisor. And so that's the value of one-on-one coaching, is you create that engagement with your associate. And there's more studies showing that, you know, an associate that is engaged will do two and a half times more work than one that's disengaged. You know, and I would love to have an associate doing 2.5 more times sure. work than somebody that's disengaged. So you really do create a more productive team when you are doing that one-on-one coaching and investing in them, in your human capital, if you will, out there.
Yeah, no, that all makes sense. We we could talk about this topic and for another two or three episodes, but I do want to transition to letting our listeners know more about you and because you obviously have been doing this for quite some time, mm-hmm. And you are, you know, at a point where you are coaching and speaking and you know, a lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
You mentioned to me that you've got a meeting with a large management company coming up,
mm-hmm.
About coaching and so forth. So you know, you're one of the experts in our industry for that. And tell people a bit about how you got in the industry, as well as how. Tell them a little bit about your books and also about the Super Fantastic Exchange, your podcast, which is a great podcast, where they can find it and how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think majority of us get into this industry accidentally.
Sure.
I was at the University of Houston, go Cougs, and became a resident advisor and had a supervisor, one of those supervisors that stretched my capacity and kind of pushed me. And he went to a private company to do student housing. I followed him there and fell in love with that, fell in love with the company, which also happened to do multifamily. So I moved from student housing to multifamily and just fell in love with multifamily and grew through the ranks over time and learned so much, got so many amazing leaders in my world. And so it was all just kind of an accidental progression through the student housing and multifamily industry. And it's been an incredible journey, and I know it's not over, and it's just getting started in my perspective. But that's my story getting into it compressed down. I've been doing, so I've been in the industry for over 20 years, and so I feel like I've got a really good breadth of experiences, so I want to give back, I want to share, and I wrote two books, The Super Fantastic Principles and The Super Fantastic Process, and one of them's on leadership. The Super Fantastic Process is on leadership, and it's kind of a culmination of a lot of things I've experienced over my years. And just kind of put it in a book, multifamily inspired, of course. And I really feel that it provides value to any industry, but multifamily especially, great book. And so I want to give back. I'm doing the Super Fantastic Exchange. It's a video podcast where I get to connect with what I believe are inspiring leaders, thinkers, and motivators. And so I find fascinating is what inspires these leaders, thinkers, and motivators that inspire other people. And so it's a moment, it's an opportunity for me to connect with these incredible people, you included, Dr. Paul Marks, multifamily. And so it's a great way to connect with some incredible people in the industry and actually outside the industry as well, to find out what inspires these incredible leaders. And so we spend 15, 20 minutes just talking about, you know, what they love and what inspires them. And I really feel that kind of gives you a kind of behind the scenes look into what these leaders and thinkers and motivators do.
Real quickly, if someone wants to get your books,
yep.
If someone wants to find the Super Fantastic Chain or reach out to you about coaching, yep. How do they do that?
You can find me on my web address is thegarygregory.com. TheGaryGregory.com. You can find me, all my information there. You can find my books there, coaching opportunities as well, the different programs I offer, and would love to connect with anybody.
And I highly recommend that you connect with Gary on LinkedIn because you'll see a lot of the things that he's talking about and working with on his LinkedIn posts. As I said, he's very prolific on LinkedIn. Well, Gary, thank you so much for coming in today. It's great to have you in the studio. We'll have you back again soon. We are going to have to break it here, but we'll be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.